Both President Bush and Senator Kerry headed into the last weekend of the campaign with more personal messages today, for the moment turning their attention from the charges and countercharges over missing Iraqi explosives. We have reports on both campaigns. President Bush began the day in Manchester, New Hampshire, giving what aides called a speech about the character of the nation and the leadership it needs. NPR's David Welna has the story.
President Bush's aides had promised a very special introduction here today, but Curt Schilling, the Boston Red Sox pitcher who won Game 2 of the World Series and endorsed the president on TV yesterday, backed off at the last minute. On hand instead to greet the president was not only a crowd filling a hockey arena, but also a group of relatives of Americans who perished in the September 11th attacks. After naming them one by one, the president made a public vow.
The September 11th families will always be in our thoughts and always be in our prayers.
It was a speech devoted almost entirely to 9/11 and the war in Iraq. And it was also a brief respite from the constant attacks on John Kerry the president's been making since last March. He did not refer to Kerry once in a 37-minute speech this morning. Instead, the president sought to show his connection to people directly affected by a country at war. There was Louisiana National Guard Platoon Sergeant Mike McNaughton, who lost two fingers and a leg in Iraq.
I remember visiting Mike in the hospital. I said, "What do you like to do?" He said, "I like to run." I said, "Well, someday you and I are going to run on the South Lawn of the White House." I don't know if he believed me at the time, but one day he showed up at the South Lawn of the White House, and we ran.
And as he often does, the president recalled receiving the badge of a Port Authority worker who died in the World Trade Center from his mother.
"I carry shield number 1012. I will never forget the fallen. God bless you, Arlene."
Suddenly, there was a terrifying explosion in the arena. It turned out to be only a confetti cannon prematurely fired. President Bush initially flinched, and half a minute later, he seemed rattled when he resumed speaking.
"My determination has not faded since that day. My determination is strong. I will never relent in defending America, whatever it takes."
After the speech, presidential adviser Karen Hughes talked about the president's extensive references to the 9/11 attacks in a campaign speech.
"Obviously, September 11th was a defining moment, not just for this presidency, but also for our country. And it's a defining moment for our future. And so he wanted to talk about some of the people who'd influenced him along the way."
By focusing this morning on the personal, the Bush campaign is clearly trying to steer the subject away from the missing explosives in Iraq that have dominated much of the news coverage this week. David Welna, NPR News, traveling with the Bush campaign.